नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सायं सायं प्रातश्चरे भ्रश्यं गुरवे तन्निवेदये भुञ्जीत यज्ञनुज्ञातो नोचेदुपवसे क्वचित् Translations. The brahmachari should go out morning and evening for collecting alms. All the collection should be offered to the spiritual master. The brahmachari is supposed to eat only if he is ordered to take foodstuffs by the spiritual master. Otherwise, without being so ordered by the spiritual master, he may sometimes have to observe fasting.
सायं प्रातः चरे भैक्षम जगा भैक्षम गुरवे तन्निवेदये पुंजीत जग अनुज्ञात नो चे उपवसे क्वचित् वेरी स्ट्रिक्ट लाइन ते Brahmachari should go out of the ashram for begging alms. Mother, we are coming from such and such temple or ashram. Give us some alms. So every home, Vrihastha, they will give some little atta. It doesn't matter if it's so much, hey, little. That is rice. Little atta, or little rice, or little dal, little fruits, or little vegetable, everyone can contribute. And the brahmacharya should go neighboring householder's place to take something from them. This collection is not for his personal sense gratification. This collection is made from these persons to offer to the deity. Offer, they are simply eating. Grihinam dhino chetusam. Mahat vitalanana nilam. Grihinam dhino chetusam. The householders, especially, they have become very simple-minded. In this shastra, it is said that sannyasis, brahmacharis, they are supposed to be maintained by the grihastha as their children. As they are maintaining their own children, there is no disgust. Similarly, if a brahmachari or a grihastha comes, and brahmachari or sannyasi, so he should not be refused. Give something. If you give little rice, that is awesome. But don't refuse. This is very system. By some. When this is stopped, that is called durviksha. When this alms collection is impossible, that is called durviksha. Even brahmachari and sannyasi cannot get any alms. That is the period of durviksha. So, in the Kali Yuga, there is durviksha. Nobody can give even little rice. That is called durviksha. Anarishti durviksha parapilita. People in this age will be harassed by three things. One thing is anarchy. There will be scarcity of rainfall. No rainfall. When I first went to Hyderabad, they say that for 3-4 years there was no rain. Right? Is it not? But since Hare Krishna mantra is being chanted, there is rainfall. So they do not know the secret of rainfall. Jagyan bhavanti vajjanna. If you perform yoga, then there will be clouds. But janna, anna sambhava. Anna bhavanti bhutani. But janna, anna sambhava. This prescription is there. As soon as you stop performing yoga, you take pleasure in sporting. No yoga. Now big cities, they have got big Olympian sporting, but no yoga performance. So why there shall not be scarcity of rain? That's why there is scarcity of rain, there is scarcity of food grains. And as soon as there is scarcity of food grains, so many so-called associations will come out, give us grain, we have to feed such and such person, such and such village. So it is not going to the village, it is collected and it is used at their home. And government also, raise tax, they will constant Durvikha. So, to stop Durvikha, government will tax the people. These are all stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Anavasthi Durvikhai Koropi Rita Achinna Dharadda Vina Gacchanti Giritarana. This is in this Kali Yuga, people will be very, very much harassed. First of all, there is scarcity of rain, then scarcity of food grain, and then taxation by the government. These things we were expecting. It is already begun. So, Durvikha means these brahmacharis, sannyasis, they should go to every householder's house and take some arms. When this is his rule, that means we are calling Durvikha, scarcity of food there. It should be given. That is, a small collection, it is going to the temple for offering prasadam to the Lord and the prasadam to the Vaishnavas, Brahmanas. Therefore, something must be given. If we open this Gurukul as we are contemplating, the students should be trained now to go house to house and take little arms. It doesn't matter one has to give 1 kilogram, no. Whatever you can, you must use. This is the system all over India, you see. So, here it is said that Sayam Kvato Sarit Bhakyam, twice in a day, the brahmachari should be trained now to collect arms. In the morning, in the evening. And Bhakyam and Guruve Karni Devas. And whatever collection is there, it should be offered to the Guru. Not that something kept for my own purpose. So, everything should be offered, whatever you collect. You cannot keep, because everything in the Gurukul or in the temple, it is for the interest of the Guru. In the beginning, it was said, Basandantar Guru Hitam. everything, all collections, either in cash or time, that is for the benefit of Guru, not this personal benefit. No. Therefore, only the sannyasis and the brahmacharis, they can collect, not others. That is why we say. Sāyam pātaskarit bhaktam guravītam nikīdhat. Now as soon as you bring the collection before the Guru, it was meant for the Guru, so it is Guru's property. It is not your property. Then, what I shall do, everything is given to Guru, then what shall I do? That is said. Bhunjita jadi anugyata. Now these things will be prepared. The brahmachari will collect dal, rice, atta, and everything will be prepared, offered to the deity. That's the plan. But if by mistake Guru forgets to call a particular disciple, my dear son, please come take your prasada, then he should not take prasada. Guru has forgotten, so I shall not go and take myself the food stuff. I shall pass. This is brahmacharya. Here it is said, bhunjita jadi anugyata. Everything is there, prasadam is ready. But you can eat if you are honored by this teacher. This is called tamasa. Not that Guru is not here and so much food star, let me subjectly and sleep 24 hours. This is not Ramana. This is a very careful. Without honor of Guru, of course our students are trained, they ask permission. But here it is said that he should not ask permission. If Guru calls him, then he can take. Otherwise, Guru has forgotten to call him somewhere or other, so he should stall or he should pass at that time. So this is discipline and hardship, voluntary hardship. The brahmachari may come from the royal house, just like our Krishna. He actually son of Vasudeva, and he was brahmachari, and when Sudama Vipra, Krishna was supposed to be Kshatriya, and Sudama Vipra was Brahmin. So Brahmin and Kshatriya were specially meant for going to the Gurukul and live very strictly according to the principle of Gurukul. Krishna and Sudama Vipra went to collect dry fuel from the woods. When Sudama Vipra came to Krishna's house, he reminded, my dear Sudama, do you remember that day that both of us we went to the forest and there was cyclone and rain, we could not come out. So that means so much painstaking for the matter of Guru. One cannot refuse that I am coming from very rich family. Why should you ask me to go to collect some? I can purchase it, I have money. No. Here it is said that brahmachari guru kule vasandanta guru hitam asaram dasavad nicha. Even if you are coming from the royal family, even if you are coming from the very respectable Brahman family, when you are under the control of Guru, you should act like servant. And what kind of servant? Menial servant. Mutual. Not that I am a rich man's son, you are asking me to do this. No, I cannot do it. No. This is called tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharyena. So, it is very difficult at the present moment to introduce all these principles because the ways are different. If we become very strict, so then ordinarily they are not coming. There is no such strict principle as we are constructing very nice spiritual building. With attached mark, no one, everything complete. Still, people are not coming. This is different days. So it is very difficult to introduce the original way of brahmacharya, vanaprastha, sannyas, and grihastha. Everything has got to charge. But there is only one way. That is, they are in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That although this age is full of faults, below those in the garden, Sukadeva Goswami said, my dear king, Parikshit Maharaj, have described so many faults of this age, you must be perplexed. It is just like the ocean of faults. But there is one benefit. That is specially for this. What is that? Kitarani va krishnastha mukta sangha parambhaje. Simply this system is introduced. Hare Krishna mantra. Kitarani va krishnastha. This Hare Krishna. Sometimes they come to fight with us that why you say Hare Krishna? Why you do not say Hare Rama? Perhaps you have got experience. But the Sattva says, Kitanariva Krishnastha. It does not mean that we do not accept Rama as the Supreme Person. That does not mean. Sattva says, Kitanariva Krishnastha. Mukta Sangha Parambhaje. And it is said in the Sattva that if you chant Vishnu Sahasranam, after chanting 1,000 times Vishnu's name, it is equal to one Ravana. And after chanting thrice Ravana, it is equal to one Krishna. This is said in this Shastra. So, this Hare Krishna, of course, in some Puranas, the beginning is Hare Rama. But in many Puranas, it is Hare Krishna. So we have no objection either we begin with Hare Rama or Hare Krishna. We have no objection. But the Shastra says, Kitanariva Krishnastha. The Rama and Krishna, there is no difference. But why in the Shastra it is said, Kitanariva Krishnastha. The Hare Krishna is quite to the rulings of the Shastra. There is no discrepancy. Although we have no objection, either we chant Hare Krishna or Hare Rama. Thus, these things, as far as possible, we shall introduce, but our main principle is chant. If the brahmachari that sena to rise early in the morning and chant Hare Krishna, attend Mangalar Sri, then go to the sea for taking bath and again comes and again attends Vaidiki school and Vedabhyas. So Vedabhyas means to study Krishna literature because nowadays it is not possible that the students, especially foreign students, they will be very much inclined to read from Samveda, Yajurveda, Rigveda, Atharvaveda, or pronounce the Upanishad, Brahma Sutra. The time is changed as far as possible, but there is a sense of all this Vedic literature. Bhāshan Brahma Sutra, Vedātha Parijinsitam, Vidhvāra. This is the essence of brahmacharya. Nigama kalpataro dalitam phalakita. So we are contemplating to start this brahmacharya ashram. So these things should be followed, that the brahmachari, sayam prapa, it is begun, yes? Sayam prapa rupasita guru agni atma surottama. This should be practiced, surottama, especially the deity. So these are the principles to be followed. That brahmachari should always remain dedicated to the guru, whatever collection he makes, he should offer to the spiritual master, and spiritual master will ask him, my dear Satan Sat, my dear son, please come and take your prasadam. If he forgets, then we should not go personally, and we should wait, or we shall ask. These are the, some of the rules and regulations. As far as possible, but if we follow the principles of Bhagavatam, Kirtanadiva Krishnastha Mukta Sangha Parampare.